This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Breaking Falcon news, Carl.
Okay.
They signed another player.
Who?
Keith Taylor.
Who?
I said Keith Taylor.
Oh! That Keith Taylor?
Super Bowl champion, Keith Taylor. Fifth rounder out of Washington. Played for the Chiefs. I looked it up. He was on the Super Bowl roster.
Okay.
He's a corner.
A depth move, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where he slides in along with Clark Phillips in the nickel. I still think we're going to go draft a corner. I got to believe we're going to. I mean, well, hell. Based on our general manager, I have no idea what we're going to. I'd like to think we're going to go get a corner.
I don't know, Mike. You just paid Hughes $18 million.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to draft a corner.
I still think you got to get somebody to beef up the nickel. Because you're in, as you like to say, you know, whether you're 4-3 or 3-4, you're in a nickel 24-7. It sure seems like. Meanwhile, yeah, this guy, I looked it up. He played with, career-wise, he was Carolina. He was Carolina for 2 years, drafted by them in 21 and 22, practice squad for the Chiefs in 23, then on the Chiefs roster for 11 games and was on the roster for the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
So 25-year-old, fifth rounder out of UW, Washington.
All right. Special teams and some depth there for him.
Yep. He's returned kicks, too.
That's all good. But no news on the big story, though, right?
No. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you said, I think we're just going to come back Monday, and I think it'll be what it'll be, and they'll be waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers going to go with the Steelers? As you said yesterday, and I think everyone else agrees, Russell Wilson is not going back to Pittsburgh. Would Russell Wilson go to the Browns? Because it just seems like the only viable landing spot. Because I really haven't heard Kirk Cousins mentioned with the Giants. You know, that's like they're going to either draft a quarterback, but I don't know. I mean, is there any play for Kirk Cousins going to NYG?
No, I look. I don't think there's more likelihood he'd be on our team than end up with the Giants at this point.
Especially if they don't go get Shedeur Sanders, which
correct.
I don't know why. Unless they're trying to trade down and have their cake and eat it too and still get Shedeur Sanders. You know, the way there's a lot of teams are kind of playing. Again, I think all this anti-Shedeur Sanders crap is just that. It's all crap. I just think it's pre-draft, you know, posturing. And, you know, I think Ryan Clark went off the deep end. He got race involved in it because that's his prerogative. But he said, look, you know, everyone said that, you know, Baker Mayfield was, a really, cocky guy coming out of Oklahoma and everything else. And then if she feels Shedeur Sanders is cocky, what's the difference, right? Both guys were winners. Both guys, you know, granted, Baker did everything, almost got to a national championship, but was a stud coming out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, Baker, if I remember correctly, didn't he win a Heisman? If I remember correctly,
that's a Big Ten four.
He's right. I mean, you know, listen, this element, white or black, is something that I want my quarterback. I think some people were turned off by Baker because they thought it was to the extreme. And then, as we said, early in his career, he just couldn't handle the criticism. Whether it was you or me or some bum in his basement, Mike, criticizing him, he always had to clap back. I just felt like he's grown up, but he's always been really damn good. And that's why he went number one overall. I've always felt like coming out of that draft, he was the best quarterback. I think we're now seeing it, even though he's not paid the $50 or $60 million we're seeing other guys get. They got a really good deal in Tampa to retain him, but it also allowed them to keep the team together. And that's the same team that, you know, just a few years ago was in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. So a lot of those guys are still there. The core is really good. The defense is good. Yeah, but I hear what you're saying. I mean, the idea that you're saying this because Shedeur Sanders is black, and you know, we said the same thing about Baker Mayfield. I don't care what color he is. I need my quarterback to have a little ego, man.
Right, and I just think, as we see, we've covered this a lot. Like, I'm a big Deion Sanders fan. I like swag. I think it could be cool. You're going to act like you've been in the end zone before, or you can high step and have fun, okay? Which play are you going to remember? I just think that, you know, Prime, his attitude and the way he's kind of just basically thrown college football on its ear, that just resonates, unfortunately, with guys it has nothing to do with, you know, whether it's pro people, scouts, you know, guys that are leaking stuff to the media. And Shedeur Sanders has got some swag. So, I mean, look, it's not a very good quarterback class. We all know that. But, I mean, Cam Ward has certainly got better arm. I would say the one thing, he's got better arm strength than Shedeur Sanders. That's not a knock. It's just a fact. But can Shedeur Sanders come into a situation and be able to handle the load, handle the media critique and the pressure? Yeah, I think he can.
I do, too. And I still think he is going to go top five. And he's my top quarterback. We'll see how it shakes out. But I'm with you on this.
All right, man, but are we taking any dogs? Let's talk about the dogs in the dog report. Yeah, man, this hour of Dukes and Bell is brought to you by our buddies at Mark Spain Real Estate. Carl and I working from home. Thanks to Mike Conti today. Haven't had a cocktail yet, Carl, because that wouldn't be right. We've got to wait till 5 o'clock. The latest mock drafts out there from NFL Network, Daniel Jeremiah has had us taking Mykel Williams with the 16th pick, which I think is great. I think that's music to a lot of Falcon fans' ears. And there's a few more. Chad Reuter did, Reuter, who we've had on the show today, 3-round mock draft. He's also got us both either trading down from Malachi Starks, potentially also going for Mykel Williams. So, dogs on the horizon.
So you're telling me all of the hoopla over this last week about Pro Day and how much they invested to be there in Athens is real.
Right.
That's what you're telling me.
Correct. It's got to be. I mean, now again, the only way things don't go our way is if somebody maybe moves up and takes a Mykel Williams before we get our hands on him. I think we've all conceded that we're just not going to be able to get Walker here. I mean, Jalen Walker, in the Chad Reuter mock draft, he goes all the way to the Texans at 13, which would be a steal for them. You know, and then he's got us going with Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College. No.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I agree with that. Because here's the other thing. Even if we don't go Mykel, there are other edge rushers that I would prefer to have over that.
Mike Green?
Yes. Yes.
I'm with you there. Yeah, man, and we've talked about Shamar Stewart. We've had a lot of conversations with NFL insiders about him. You know, why wasn't he more productive? What's the story about the attitude, or is it not an attitude? He just had to lose some LBs. He certainly, now it's time to be a pro. That's the thing. If you're a general manager, do you look at it, the totality of his time in college, or you say, well, look, whatever you did for Kirby Smart, how they used you, I don't care. Here's how I'm going to use you. And if you finally made business decisions and got ready for the combine, in the case of Shamar Stewart, okay, better for me. Or do you still wonder why you weren't being that alpha dog when you were with the Aggies?
Wherever he goes, if they let him play, meaning if they let him just get up the field and let him loose, instead of having certain responsibilities that limit his ability like A&M did, maybe he's a much better player than we are assuming he is. Listen, the talent is there. Somebody's going to take him high, Mike. Right. I'm always concerned, again, about – if you're this dominant athlete, why don't the numbers ever show up in college? And, you know, I think it was Rusty Manziel last week or maybe even this week who told us, you know, go back and look at some of the dogs that have been taken over the last few years. A lot of people wondered why they weren't more productive. Well, first, the defense was stacked. So that's number one. Number two, the system sometimes doesn't allow you to shine individually, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to be a great player at the next level. And I think that's how these general managers look at it.
Mykel Williams at 15 to us now. For what it's worth, this is he's going to update the 3.0 mock draft for Daniel Jeremiah at Move the Sticks on Twitter. Will be forthcoming here in a couple days. He's got Malachi Starks falling all the way to the Eagles at 32, and Howie Roseman doing what Howie Roseman does.
Mike, would that surprise you?
Not at all. Right? It wouldn't surprise me. It just surprised me you may fall that far. Because there have been stories where the Dolphins would be interested in him as well.
Yeah, now that I agree with. 32, I still think he's... I think he's
and the Dolphins trading to, down and getting him. That'd be the idea.
Yeah, I think he's 15 to 22, somewhere in that way, area. But if he falls at 32, some weirdness also happened in this draft, in the first round. Some weirdness meaning some teams did some things we did not expect, and all of a sudden a player of his caliber, because, again, some people consider him to be the best safety on the board. You're telling me the best safety on the board is going to go last, you know, the last pick in the first round?
I'm not buying that necessarily. Hey, man, SEC, we know that Georgia is out of it, waiting to see where the committee is going to place them on Sunday night. We were talking with our man Deshaun Tate earlier. He concurs with Joe Lombardi with the bracketology. Mike Lombardi, I should say. Was it Joe Lombardi? I was Chris. Who's the guy who does the bracketology? I always butcher the names.
Joe Lenardi.
No relation to Mike Lombardi, although his family might be from Lombardi in Italy, Carl, with their name Andy Infowl. But he's got him in bracketology, still hanging in there at the 9. That's where he was before they lost to Oklahoma in the first round of the SEC. Auburn advances today. They beat Ole Miss. And we're going to see just who's going to be on the court for Duke against North Carolina tonight, with obviously a bunch of injuries. Certainly, it would be very interesting to see Cooper Flagg out there.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, the unpredictability of this tournament, because, again, here's the difference, Mike, and we always talk about this. There's no real dominant team. There's a bunch of good teams.
Right.
But nobody's going into the tournament. And even, you know, when we had Deshaun on earlier, and he was saying, here's why I don't like Auburn, or here's why I like Alabama, but they concern me because they live by the 3. There's no team right now anybody across the country can say.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the national championship team. You know, a few years ago, Mike and I happened to be at the Final Four in which Kentucky was undefeated and should have won it. Right. And they got beat by Wisconsin. That year, there was no debating who the best team in the country was. It was Kentucky, hands and shoulders, like above everybody. And Mike, they got to that point in the Final Four where they, you know, they ultimately lost and they weren't able to complete the undefeated season. The point is, there's nobody like that in this tournament.
Right. I'm really excited to get the brackets to be filled out. You know me. I like Pitino. I've been watching that St. John's
They're
documentary
good, with good.
Rick Pitino. Again, it's a lot like Bruce Pearl. It's all transfer portal. A lot of older players. Guys have been around. Some guys, I think the average guy on Rick Pitino's team has been on three teams before he got to Queens. But St. John's takes on Marquette later tonight in the Big East semi. Tennessee and Texas battling right now up in Nashville. And then we mentioned Carolina Duke later on. Also Missouri and Florida at 7 o'clock on SEC Network.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what Florida does. You know, we've been talking a lot about the dog. Florida is they're really good too, Mike. I think they might have a shot to go deep in this tournament as well. That's another team, and they're not a surprise. They're a 20-plus win team, but they've been blowing teams out. When they're on, Florida is dangerous.
Right. And when St. John's is shooting the jump shot, they're on. I mean, they're physical. When they're hitting their threes, they're really unbeatable. You know, I always like, and he's always going to make a run, is Kelvin Sampson. I'll probably have Houston in my Final Four this year.
Well, I definitely am. It's in San Antonio this year. They're going to play in their backyard. I think they blew an opportunity last year to win it. They thought they had a good enough team to win it, and they didn't. So I expect them to be back this year and have a chance to do that.
Hey, man, Dukes and Bell, and there's your dog report. We got to plenty more on the Falcons. Also, we're going to talk to Steve Koonin later this hour. Get our weekly visit with Puffy K as the Hawks trying to make it five in a row, man, with Trey and the other guys. But next, I mean, I like what Albert Breer, I think Chris was bringing this up the other day. Can the Falcons just buy a draft pick? And as far as how much money can they spend to get Kirk Cousins off the books, basically priming the pump, Carl, to get this headache out of Flowery Branch. We'll dive into that next on Dukes and Bell. Dukes and Bell, man, we got a big road trip coming up next week. Carl, if you live near Chickamauga or Ringgold, boy, are you going to be happy on Tuesday. Dukes and Bell hitting the road. We're going to be at the brand new Twin Peaks in East Ridge, Tennessee, Carl Dukes.
Up by Chattanooga?
Yes, you and I will be over the Tennessee state line.
Tuesday?
We are going to be in another state. Not necessarily another state of mind, but yes, Twin Peaks, we are going to be with our buddies at New Realm Brewery, by the way, is going to be on tap up there. So we are going to be 500 Camp Jordan Parkway, East Ridge, Tennessee, basically right before 75 splits with 24.
Yep.
Up in that neck of the woods by the Big Bass Pro Shops. We are literally going to be in Tennessee on Tuesday.
Well, the signal's heard all over the state. We know that. And into Tennessee, we get the comments from people all the time. So we know that the folks up there can hear us loud and clear. But yeah, man, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Last time we were up that way, although we weren't quite that far.
Right.
What was the place we went up there for, Mike? Oh, Macklemore, right?
Wasn't yes, that the place? Unbelievable golf we had. That course was unbelievable.
Yeah. So we went up there last year. I want to say last spring sometime. But right. It wasn't quite as far up there. But nevertheless, if you hear our voices now, which means you're hearing us up there, come through, man. We're going to have a good time on Tuesday up in Tennessee.
Yeah, that Macklemore course, that's still one of my favorite courses in the state of Georgia. But, yeah, man.
It's great.
So
it's great.
Come and see us in Tennessee. It's Dukes and Bell time in Tennessee.
Nice. Hey, well man. Played.
Thank you. Hey, we talked earlier about the newest Atlanta Falcon. If you missed the top of the hour, Keith Taylor. He's a body. He's 25, and he's played around the NFL. Wasn't technically on the Super Bowl roster. I did look it up for the Chiefs earlier. So some depth in the defensive back room and can also help you with special teams, presumably. But a lot of guys hitting us up on the text line saying they still think we got to go get a corner, Carl, in addition to some edge rush. Or maybe even a defensive tackle. That's just it. You know, I know it's a short-term thing with Leonard Floyd, but if they really truly believe in Braylon Trice and Dorless, you know, and you got Rook there, but maybe it would be mildly surprising if we went defensive tackle,
yeah,
you know, with the first pick, but that would probably preclude us from a Mykel Williams pick.
Probably. I mean, I think you've got to choose whether if you were to go this route, if that defensive tackle is either a better player than what you want to do there with the edge, or does he fit more of what you want to do? And when I say better, it's all subjective, guys. I mean, you're going to say, well, how can a D tackle be, you know, better than a DN? I would tell you, just look at the Eagles. They went, there's nobody, those two guys in the middle are no more, there's nobody on that defense more important than those two big boys in the middle. And the reason that the defense is allowed to do the things they do, rushing four guys, stopping the run they do, so their impact is bigger than any edge rush guy that you could bring in, which, you know, we had talked about Myles Garrett maybe going to the Philadelphia Eagles at one point this offseason when he was demanding a trade. So if you feel like, Mike, you're going to get that kind of impact, then you draft a D tackle, and then you go to the other position, you know, in the second or third round. But I don't know if there's that guy like that in this particular draft.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of teams out there that are in front of us. It's going to be the wild card we've talked so much about. You know, Mike Green, I've seen mock drafts. Daniel Jeremiah's last one has Mike Green going to New Orleans. There's other mock drafts where you got Jalen Walker going to Carolina, Jalen Walker going to the Saints. You know, even some where the 49ers go get Jalen Walker because they've reshuffled the deck with some of their moves on the defensive line. Also, where Mykal Williams goes to the Cowboys. They got to replace DeMarcus Lawrence, although Some would say, you know, what you've got there, you know, with Micah Parsons, would you maybe want to go get more of a, you know, bigger body? They've re-signed their big defensive tackle. Either way, Cowboys maybe go an offensive, you know, they could go O-line, they could go running back. You know, there's a lot of teams that are kind of, you know, the wild card, as you said, and especially if there could be that big run on offensive linemen. And that's one thing right now, knock wood, I guess we don't need. We did sign some bodies yesterday. We talked about Storm Norton getting signed, Parker, the other backup lineman. These guys don't play center, guys. They play tackle. So we do have depth on offensive line. And we did have a story yesterday about what was going on with Garrett Bradbury from Minnesota. The idea that if Vikings move on from him, that Dwayne Ledford was his coach at NC State. So are you concerned at all about the center? Or you just think that Neusel's going to be the dude?
Well, I think that they're not in a rush to get this resolved, meaning if this was A1, Mike, you know, like, hey, we need this taken care of, they would have already done it. I feel like there has to be a deal in place. There's some kind of agreement that's already ongoing. So they're taking their time, but they're also letting the market settle out. And you know, we talked about this, right? You talk about the Bradbury. Is it Bradbury just mentioned?
Yep.
Situation. There will be some other centers that may or may not become available. You may want to invite a couple of guys into camp. We'll see. I just don't think that they feel like they need to spend what they were going to spend on Drew Dolman. That's the difference. Are they going to spend on center? Yes, they're going to have to. But they're not going to spend $15 million a season is what they did when they let Drew Dolman walk out of the door. And by the way, somebody sent me this earlier today where Dolman was having his presser in Chicago. And, you know, we didn't hear a lot of Drew Dolman when he was here. I mean, I think we may have interviewed him one time at camp or something of that nature.
Right.
You know, but he was talking about why he went to Chicago. And guys, when guys go to new teams, I don't expect them to say, hey, I left my old team because of this. They're going to pump up their new team, and that's what he did today. And people are saying he's taking a shot at the Falcons because he said, I'm here because I like the direction of the team. It's not taking a shot at the Falcons. They offered him a lot of money, and they paid him. So, Yeah, of course I'm going to like the direction of the team. I mean, like, I wouldn't expect Drew Dolman to say anything else, Mike. That's what I'm getting to. It's like, you know, whatever these guys say, it's always like, well, the Falcons aren't doing this. That's not the case. Again, we didn't have the money. Nor did we have the wherewithal to try to make a deal that was going to satisfy him. So he left.
Right. No, man, they got Tooney. They picked up another lineman. You just mentioned Dolman. You know, it's just it's a great fit for, you know, if you're Caleb Williams, you got to be so excited.
Exactly.
You know, that they've actually beefed up this O-line. He got sacked a million times. Ben Johnson knows what he had up in Detroit. They were good in the trenches. You got Grady, so you got a leader in Grady. You got a guy like Tooney who's won Super Bowls, you know, and Drew obviously knows what he's doing. So, yeah, all of a sudden the Bears, if we think the trajectory is where it should be, and J.J. McCarthy doesn't, you know, poop the bed in Minnesota, that's the best division in football. Arguably the best division in the NFL.
Yeah, because they're all going to compete. I mean, the Lions are good. We know the Packers are good. And here come the Bears. And I'm not telling you they're going to win the division, but, Mike, they should be improved.
Right. The reason we'd have a shot at Bradbury, guys, if you missed the show yesterday, is the Colts picked up, or Ryan, I should say, the Vikings picked up the former Colts center, Ryan Kelly. And that was basically they would try to trade Garrett Bradbury. And just like anything else, if you can't trade, you just release him. Somebody else, you know, swoops in and grabs him. And maybe that would be the play for us. Or maybe it's just simply going to be Ryan Neusel and they'll find another body. But, you know, I we haven't had a chance to talk with the coaching staff or the GM. Presumably, you know, as you said, Dolman was just cost prohibitive and they're happy with the job that I don't think we complained about Neusel when he stepped in.
No, I mean, like, the good of there's a good and a bad. The bad was we lost Dolman for six games or whatever it was that he missed. The good was you got a chance to see if the other guy could play. And
right.
I think he did a really good job. And again, you know, when you look at our run game, it was still very productive when he was in there. I don't think Neusel is as good of a pass blocker as Drew Dolman, but that's neither here nor there. We'll have to deal with it.
Hey, man, busy weekend. As we said, we got the Hawks in action tonight. We'll also get, we know what is tournament time, what is going to be happening as far as who's going to be making the selection show on Sunday night. And we've also got Formula One. You know what a junkie. I stayed up last night. I was watching some of the practice. It's so cool to see the new cars and some of the new rookie drivers and all that down in Australia. That'll be on Saturday night. And it's the Players' Championship this weekend. And again, guys, Players' Championship will keep you up to speed all week right here, all weekend, I should say, all weekend on Dukes and Bell. Real quick, just take a look at the leaderboard. The dude who wears the goofy big glasses, but he's good, man. Akshay Bhatia, the kid who played at Wake Forest in California, big tall dude. He's got two wins on tour, and he is actually tearing it up today. He shot 6 under. He is tied with Minwoo Lee of Australia. He's at 11 under. You got JJ Spawn at 10 under. The big names you'd know, Colin Morikawa, 7 under today. He's at 9 under. And Rory, Carl, he's on fire as well. He followed a 5 under with a 4 under. Rory's just 2 strokes back at 9 under today.
That's good. I mean, that means he's in the hunt heading into Saturday, right? I mean, what about Scotty? What's Scheffler doing?
Scotty Scheffler, hold on. I'll tell you right now as I'm scanning. Billy Horschel, as I look for Scotty Scheffler, I'll tell you that Billy Horschel
is 6 under. I like Horschel's game, by the way. I like
Me
Horschel's
too.
Game.
And
I
he's
like
fun. Harris English at 6 under. Patrick Cantlay, the world's human filibuster. Pick up the pace, son. He's at 5 under. Hey, Ricky Fowler is still hanging. He's at 5 under. Scottie Scheffler, he finished at 2 under today, so he's 5 under. Needless to say, he makes the cut. Speaking of the cut, the number is going to be, and I'm looking for the cut, and I can't find the cut. I haven't decided it yet, but it looks like it'll be round even par. So a lot of dudes. Russell Henley, he is at 1 over. I'll give you some of the Georgia guys as well. Hideki Matsuyama at even par. Also, Carl, Xander Schauffele at 1 under. So we'll see where the cut goes. But updates throughout the weekend, guys. Stay with 92.9 The Game if you're a golf fan for the Players' Championship. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come check out the brand-new locations. It's all on your home of major championship golf in Atlanta, and that'd be us, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And by the way, is this appointment TV for you on the couch? You'll have the ACC, the SEC, you know, the conference championship, the tournament championships. But I tell you what, I always love watching this because you know all the holes. Certainly you know the final three.
It is, and it's pretty much that way for all the majors for me. I attempt to try to do that, Mike, especially, you know, as we know, no football. And right now, you know, I mean, I'm watching and paying attention to the conference championships because I do want to see what happens with the NCAA selection committee. But, yes, I'm going to check it out. I just hope it gets interesting, more interesting tomorrow with some of the bigger names. And then I hope we, you know, there's a lot of drama on Sunday.
That's I just love watching the Island Hole, watching that par 5 on 16.
That hole is so hard.
Right. And then the water.
I mean, the pin placement where they had it today, I just saw a couple of shots. And guys aren't even going for the pin, Mike. They're just like, let me put it in the middle of the green.
Right.
And for a long putt, you know?
Boo. And then, of course, you're 18 with the water. How much are you going to play your fade over the water? By the way, the big story yesterday was Spider-Man Camilo Villegas. Well, he kind of came back to earth. He was 6 under yesterday. He was 4 over today, Carl. So 2 under. So, oh, well. Hey, man, we'll come back and talk to a man who has no short game, but he's really good talking about the Hawks. It's our man, Puppy K. Our weekly visit with Steve Coonan is coming up next on Dukes and Bell. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Hey, man, the Pistons fell to the Wizards the other night. So, Carl, it is, you know, technically still possible that we could get that locked in sixth spot. We felt that, you know, the way Cade Cunningham's looked, you know, Pistons are 7 games over .500. Could the Hawks ever get there? Right now at 23.5 behind the Cavs, but 4.5 games behind the Pistons for that locked in spot. We'll talk to the man. Puffy K has got to be excited about the Hawks with a 4-game win streak and taking on the Clippers and the Beard. Should be a big crowd. What's up, Steve Coonan?
Yeah, hope you guys are having fun out playing golf at East Lake today. I heard from several friends, I've seen both of you on the back nine. How'd it go?
That's not accurate. That's completely inaccurate. Carl is suffering from some sort of sinus infection, and I'm suffering from an aching back, Steve. We're working from home today. We're not well.
So y'all played golf with these injuries, from what I understand.
No, again, I don't know if somebody saw me at East Lake. I mean, in years past.
I'm looking at pictures right now. That was a nice pink polo, by the way.
I have been described as a fat Chandler, and Carl has been described as looking like Coach Tomlin. So if those two guys were there, then so be it.
So, Carl, you're not doing the Hawks game tonight?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I hate when golf gets in the way of that. But hi,
would
guys.
You stop it? Would you stop it?
Oh, yeah. If she was on the other foot, you wouldn't start.
No, I mean, look, one of our favorite places in the whole wide world is East Lake. And this time of year, before it gets too hot, we can actually walk the course without dropping dead. It would be very exciting. But no, Steve, you got some bad information on this Aspire report.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I made that up. We'll see how it goes.
No, believe me, I'd like to project myself to East Lake right now. Go hang out there in the club room and get some of that great food. Steve, man, the Hawks are on a nice little run. And we just laid out the situation. I mean, looks like a 7 seed and Trey just doing what Trey we know he's capable of. And then maybe a matchup with the Celtics. I mean, I don't want to get the cart before the horse, but, you know, decent things are happening right now for the Hawks.
Yeah, we're really encouraged about because we what we're taught to do as professionals is one game at a time, not looking forward, just looking forward to tonight's game against the Clippers. They're a good team in playoff hunt also. But the guys are playing really well, and what's very cool about it is everyone's contributing. I think we've had 6, 7, 8 guys in double figures over the last few games. And so the ball's moving and scoring and playing some defense, and tonight should be really, really good. Come on down.
Yeah, look, and I just think for whatever reason, and maybe it just takes time, Steve, but the guys off the bench, Niang and Mann and certainly you know, all the guys that are meshing right now off the bench, it just you're getting all this production that we just didn't see earlier in the season. And this trade all of a sudden feels like we got the better end of the stick here, right? The best of the deal.
Well, I like what we've got, you know, and that's all you can worry about is what you have on your roster. And these guys are all making a contribution, and each one of them, I think at least one or two have been in double figures every night since the trade. And we have a winning record, 9-6 since the trade deadline, and having people contribute. And, you know, I mean, if I'm really honest, there's some stats flying around about how we would be if Jalen was playing.
Right.
We're projected we'd be fourth in the East. You know,
I believe that.
I'm excited about this year, and I'm even more excited about next.
Well, I mean, we've got some good things going. We want to keep that thing. We have no idea how the money's going to be spent. You will have some money to work with. Maybe not, as we said, don't have to go after, you know, name brands, because as you've pointed out a number of times, you know, in free agency, you can't talk about specific players being an NBA executive. But, yeah, I think if you could fill it up with worker bees that address the needs of this team. But I would love to see Caris LeVert come back next year, Steve, because he's been fantastic.
Every single guy on the roster has really made a contribution. I can't talk about, you know, certain things, but I happen to agree with you.
Nice.
Steve Kooten,
in your condition, in your medical condition.
No, I'm just on Advil. It's just a bad back. It's, you know, old guy stuff. Back to you, Carl.
Steve Kooten, Hawks CEO, joining us as he does on Fridays. So Hawks in action tonight, by the way. But as we talked about with the league itself, Steve, and I'm just, you know, we talk about all these different things. So, baseball, Mike and I were talking about this, and at some point they're going to have to get a new TV deal, and I think we mentioned this to you a couple of weeks ago, and somebody was asking me about the new deal next year for the NBA. Do we know how all of this is going to look or work, right? We know NBC has it. We know Peacock's the games are going to be on Peacock, but, like, everything's been laid out to how this is going to look to us as viewers, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to try to do this from memory. On Monday night, you're going to have a game, an exclusive game on Peacock. On Tuesday, you're going to have two on NBC, a doubleheader on NBC. On Wednesday, it'll be ESPN. On Thursday, it'll be Amazon. On Friday night, it'll be ESPN and Amazon. On Saturday, it'll be ABC, ESPN. And on Sunday, it'll be NBC. Both Amazon and NBC want to continue their sports on their feature night Thursday with Amazon, Sunday with NBC. So it will take that that rating slot. And so there literally will be NBA basketball on national television and streaming 7 nights a week.
Wow. Okay. I know that, again, viewing habits have changed. We've talked about younger folks. It was interesting. I guess you can't comment on this because there was some articles in The Athletic. Carl and I were talking about, I think it was Tuesday, a couple of unnamed general managers of MLS teams basically said going to Apple for MLS was a losing proposition. And if you're a season ticket holder, you get the free Apple, which is great. But otherwise, it's not growing their brand. They're better when they're on, like, I guess, a linear or regular, you know, over-the-air TV.
Well, Apple Television, which is a very good product, only has about 25 million subscribers, and I'm a subscriber to Apple TV, but I have to pay incrementally to get the soccer package. So, right. You know, it's I can't comment because I've seen the economics and I've talked to a lot of different teams. They sacrificed reach and ratings for revenue, which, right. You know, some teams decide to do that. In 2003, when I was at Turner, TNT took over the NBC package of the NBA, and a lot of people were really worried that the league would suffer because it was moving from broadcast to cable, but cable had this incredible growth, and the NBA on TNT, you know, was a 20-year incredible run till it just, you know, will end at the end of this year. I think the MLS is a bit ahead of their time because all the data shows we're all going to streaming. So it might be a little softer in the first couple of years, but I think, and it's a 10-year deal, I think it's going to be really fine. One of the things that, I don't know if you guys have seen WWE on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's one of the top shows on Netflix, not only Monday night when it's live, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So by being on streaming, a lot of these sports are getting longer legs where people are watching, you know, delayed broadcasts. So it is all up in the air now. I mean, the world's just changed so radically.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great point about it, you know, because people are watching when they want. And so even though it's on Monday, they go back and watch on a Wednesday or rewind or whatever they want to do. It's Steve Cronin, guys, with the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks in action tonight against the Clippers. The Claw is not playing from our understanding. Is that right, Mike? The Claw is out tonight?
We believe that Kawhi Leonard is shockingly out of this matchup. We will see the beard, though.
My heart.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, maybe Steve. It just makes me.
Maybe
laugh.
He'll come in the club and have a drink with us.
Yeah, he just might. Let's talk about as we move forward with the rest of the season here. Let's talk about what the Eastern Conference and specifically, you know, what you think about the East compared to the West. Everybody says the West is just loaded, and it feels that way, right? It just does. It seems to be. Maybe it'll be harder to come out of the West. But I feel like if we get into a seven-game series, and I was saying this to Mike, I don't know who we're going to end up playing, but I feel like if we're playing the way we are right now, you might surprise some people, Steve. You might get a little bit further than people expect you to. And Mike was saying if we can just get to 500 and build on it, how much confidence would that give you heading into next season?
Oh, I happen to agree with you. I think that, you know, the whole idea is get in the tournament. I don't care how you get into the playoffs. If it's play-in, so be it, because the seventh and eighth would have been in the playoffs before we created the play-in. And the play-in's been wildly, wildly exciting. In the West, you're probably going to have, you know, one or two big brand NBA names in the play-in tournament, like a Golden State potentially. Who knows how long LeBron's out, the Lakers could slide. Which would not, again, break my heart, considering we have their draft pick. So I was pretty happy to see Brooklyn beat them the other night. Or you might see Phoenix with their, you know, trio come in the 10th spot. Who would have thought that? So I think it sets it up for really exciting basketball. Somebody said to me years ago, you want to have meaningful games in the spring. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening tonight. Right. That's what's going to happen over the next couple of months. Meaningful games in Atlanta with the Hawks, and that should be a lot of fun.
Steve, it is Luca with you. Good to visit with you. First time speaking with you. Anyway, we could sweeten pot. Maybe we send the second round Laker pick if you send pizza oven to arena.
Wow. Yeah, you must be delirious with fever with that bit.
What? All right, Steve has poured cold water over the Luca bit, Carl. Moving on. Hey, by the way, in addition to all the stuff going down with the Hawks, you will get March Madness action coming to State Farm Arena.
Yeah.
Talk about that, Steve Cronin.
Cool, yes. Very excited. You know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and we're the home for the South. And I think the South, any way you slice it, whether it's Duke or Auburn or Alabama, the South is going to be a number one or a number two seed. And it should be the best Sweet 16 and Elite Eight bracket to watch. So I'm super excited about that. That's going to be incredible. Incredible. And that's the beauty, again, of our city, is that we can host big events. And between Mercedes-Benz and what they do and what we're able to do and the All-Star game coming to the Braves this summer, there's always something great coming to our city.
Yeah. All-Star game is going to be a lot of fun. And we are getting one. I know we've asked you this, but we are up for an All-Star game in the NBA when? 2030?
We're targeting, we'd like 2029, but
okay.
Candidly,
yeah.
So much depends on if the NFL goes to 18 games and when would the game be. And, you know, you don't want to go up against the Super Bowl. That would be suicide.
Right.
And don't you always get jammed up with some gymnastics competition? There's always something which the All-Star –
cheer sports,
always,
but again, which is great for the city. 50,000, you know, people coming to Atlanta is great for the economy and we are big enough to host something like that, but it has blocked some, you know, availability of dates. But now that the Super Bowl probably will be shifting, there could be a real opportunity. So, you know, we're in active discussions. And then Centennial Yards, which is right across the street from State Farm Arena and from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, will be opening and fully programmed. And that would be, you know, a great thing for visitors to be able to literally stay in a luxury hotel, walk across the street, and come to the games.
Nice. All right, man. Steve, look at the standings. I see the Hawks are scoring an average of 117.4, but the opponents are scoring 119.6. Tell Quinn to straighten that out, won't you?
Well, I think if you look at the season in slices, where we've been lately, before Jalen got hurt, we were number 8 in defense.
Right.
And then there was a gap. And now we're trending back in the top half of the league in defense. But, you know, there were a couple 140-point games in there that skew
it's
the numbers.
That's true. But, yeah, but I will say this, the margin getting back as far as the point differential for guys who follow that, you know, all the teams that are above the line, above 6 and higher, are all on the positive side. We're getting close, right? As I said, just 2 points off. So we just said, I mean, we're not looking for moral victories, but I think, Carl, we'd agree. If you could finish with a winning record this year, and then you imagine playing the Celtics in a 2-7, that would the city would be electrified.
Meaningful games in the spring. That is our goal.
Right, right. All right, brother. Well, it's always meaningful catching up with you, Steve. No, we weren't at East Lake, but
I
appreciate that.
I hope you guys feel better. Do you need us to send any provision or nursing supplies to your homes?
Well, I mean, when I did have my heart procedure, the Falcons did send a care package. The Hawks didn't, but I mean, I'm just saying. I'm sure they're very, very busy. All right, Steve, have a great weekend.
No, we didn't know.
I'm busting. I'm fine. It was fine. I'm just being a knucklehead. Hey, man, have a great weekend, brother.
They probably feed you cholesterol.
Yeah, I know. By the way, it is getting better. I'm down. I'm being healthier today. No ribeye, Steve. All right. A new diet for me. Just filet.
Good boy.
Hey, man.
Everybody have a great weekend. Let's go Hawks.
Right on,
go
brothers.
Hawks. Are you about to have a drink right now, Mike?
Well, it's 5 o'clock. I get 2 servings per day. Alcohol thins the blood.
I love how you just told Steve, I'm being good, no steak. Yeah. I'm about to go get a drink.
Well, no, I mean, it is 5 o'clock somewhere, as the song says. But
this is true.
But, hey, man, it is 5 o'clock. We will get into what's going on with the Falcons. We know that they sent 22 people to Georgia's Pro Day. Did they send a platoon to watch Georgia Tech's Pro Day on the flats? We'll dive into that. And the Falcons, I should say, did sign another player. We'll tell you who it is next on Dukes and Bell.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.